All right, let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 28. Proverbs 28. Proverbs chapter 28, I'd like to look at one verse, verse 11. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, or in his own eyes, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. Now, our passage today deals with two kinds of men. Rich and poor. Immediately, we'll think to ourselves, rich and poor physically, or rich and poor spiritually? The answer is yes. The rich man physically, that's what the scripture says, is wise in his own conceit. He's wise in his own eyes. And we're given some understanding why even those that are rich physically, monetarily, think themselves to be something. And it's because of what they don't possess. If they don't possess what the second half of this passage says, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. The poor that has understanding of himself, life, physically speaking, he that has understanding searches him out. He examines, he investigates, he explores. Now, sadly, and I always, again, I like to just tell, let's just look at it physically, because, I mean, you know, naturally, because the book of Proverbs is sets forth natural truth, natural wisdom. That's not where we're going, but it is so. Physically, a man that is rich, wise in his own conceit, but lacks understanding. He lacks that perception, that shrewdness, that skillfulness, that prudency. He's not prudent. He does. But he thinks he's wise in everything he does. When I was living in Tennessee, there was someone that I knew. And they inherited a lot of money. And, I just watched just how quickly it was all gone. I mean, cars, stuff, businesses were purchased. Didn't know anything about. I'm telling you, in no time, they were broke. They had so much. But riches are deceitful. Make you think, without understanding, it make you think that you've got the ability. Now, riches in the scriptures are not set forth as being the problem. There's those mentioned in the scriptures that were truly, monetarily rich. There was Abraham, David, Solomon, men who had riches, but were given understanding. They were given discernment, insight. They were discreet. They were prudent. They'd been given understanding from the Lord. Men that knew something about the deception of and danger of riches without understanding. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money, the love of it. What a blessing it is if the Lord blesses someone that has some money and they have some understanding. They're taught the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after, they have erred from the faith, they pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Riches, physical riches, without understanding, without that perception to consider or to perceive, does not make one wise. Rather, it exposes a man's foolishness. Solomon was moved by the Spirit of God to say in Ecclesiastes 5:10, "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase." He said this also is vanity. Solomon penned Proverbs 26:12, "Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There's more hope of a fool than of him." Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, directing him, said this, he said, "Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us all things to enjoy." So, to trust in physical riches, the rich man, physically speaking, rich man, wise in his own conceit, his own eyes. That's true. But the greatest danger, and here's where there's some profit for us, spiritually speaking. The greatest danger is when one thinks themselves to be rich before God, but they see themselves as being rich in their own conceit, in their own eyes, when it comes to the things of God. That word conceit right there can also mean mental, spiritual faculties. He's wise, he thinks himself. This is where the true danger lies. This is the natural state of every man and woman born in Adam. We're all born. Turn with me to Jeremiah 4:22. We're all born spiritually dead, blind, wise in our own eyes, in our own conceit. But for the grace of God, we're going to grow up with that foolish and deceived attitude. Jeremiah 4, verse 22 says this, "For my people, foolish. They've not known me. They're sottish children, foolish children. And they have none understanding. They're wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge." And what is the evidence? Now the scriptures, back in Proverbs 28:11, the scriptures declare the rich man, and looking at it spiritually, that man that thinks himself rich, like those that the church at Laodicea thought they were rich and increased with goods and had need of nothing. The Lord told him, he said, "You're wretched, blind." What is the evidence of one who has no understanding? The poor that hath understanding. What's the evidence of one that has no true understanding of God and from God? Here's the evidence. It's when a man thinks himself to be spiritually rich toward God, and his spiritual riches are owing, in his mind, in his own eyes, totally to himself, to his ability, to his will, to his work. It's a man, a woman, that thinks that they can add to that which only can be done by the Lord and can progress in that. I've heard people speak of progressive sanctification. You know what they're saying? That they can become more holy. by their own ability. Now, I want you to hold your place and turn to a scripture that we've read, Ephesians 1:4. Ephesians 1:4. Ephesians 1, verse 4. I'll read 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be, what's the next word? Holy. Holy. And without blame, before him in love. Now let me ask you something. Where does a man think he's going to become more holy than being found in Christ? The rich man is wise in his own conceit, thinking himself to be really the author of salvation and the progressor, or having the ability. Now, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, yes. But to grow in holiness? No. That rich man that's wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searches him out. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 7, verse 11, for sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Paul was saying that his sinful nature would look, perceive, use, think he was using the law, and that he was progressing. He said, "The sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me." Paul was using what he thought was the ability of the law to progress. We read that in Philippians 3. Talk about all his credentials and all his... By sin, we are deceived. I want you to turn to Titus 3. The rich man is wise in his own eyes. Oh, but the poor that hath understanding. Look at Titus 3. Listen to this beautiful proclamation of the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of God's Spirit to declare what God delivers us from. Titus chapter 3. Verse 3 to 7. For we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we've done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The rich man, he's wise in his own conceit. But the poor man that hath understanding searcheth him out, that man who's been made by the grace of God spiritually poor, knows something of himself. Poor, but he's got an understanding. Truly, there's a wise man. That's one of us. And made wise. He, by understanding from above, beholds what is truly evident. That man that is poor in spirit, he has understanding from God, understanding about himself, understanding what God demands, somewhat what God demands according to the law. And he sees that body of death, like Paul the Apostle in Romans 7. I see in me, that is my flesh. Now here's understanding. I see it. There dwelleth no good thing. That's understanding. The will is present with me. There's understanding. I have a desire to want to walk after Christ and honor Him. I want to. But how to accomplish that which I would, I find not. Oh, wretched man that I am. That's understanding. He sees that sin within and he wars against it. That man is one that perceives something of the deceitfulness of sin. Thereby knows something of his need of Christ. That man is rich. He's rich in... What a possession. To by faith believe God. He's been given some understanding from above, understanding that's set forth in the gospel. Gospel of God's free and sovereign grace. Understanding that's totally of the Lord. That man that is poor, back in our poor that hath understanding, searcheth him out. What he's actually, when I looked this up and went to that particular passage there, Blue Letter Bible, I found it. When it says searcheth him out, he's talking about himself. It means self-examination. Look, he sees something of himself. He knows, according to 1 Corinthians 15:10, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Turn to the last passage, and we'll stop for this one. Lamentations, right after the book of Jeremiah. Lamentations 3, verse 40. This man, poor in spirit, the one that searcheth him out. He knows he's not wise in his own conceit. He knows he's not. I'm a poor, wretched sinner. He searches him out. Look at Lamentations 3. What a beautiful confession. Verse 40. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. That's a man. That's some wisdom. Let me consider what I am. Man that thinks himself rich before God, he's wise in his own conceit. He's conceited. He thinks he's something. He's nothing. Oh, but a poor man with understanding. He's going to search these scriptures. He's going to find out something. The Spirit of God will bless it to him. Blesses him. Teaches him something. Shows him his need. And he's thankful. Lord, don't leave me to me. Have mercy on this sinner, like that old publican. Lord, have mercy on me, the sinner. May the Lord bless it to our hearts.